You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I got
Young and Ace. What are you? What the Ben is there?
How you feeling, man?
Good. I'm chilling right now.
Feels like it's been a million years since I last interviewed you, but it was a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah. That was when that Step Hard. I had dropped Step Hard then.
Right. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. It feels like things have changed a lot since then.
Yeah. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Every time I come back, I need to be bigger.
Right. I'm surprised that you and nobody in your crew hollered at those girls over there. I was very impressed. I'm like, that's a lot of discipline right there.
Hey, man, I'm Team Chloe. You know what it is? Mm. Well, my little brother's over there. I try to tell my little brother, you know what I'm saying?
You kind of disappointed? You see a bitch with a fake ass, you're supposed to holler, right?
I don't know what he on, man.
But, you know, she's the one who went viral for saying that if a dude, that basically she had a dude, she's dating him, he, like, puts her in a house, gives her a car and shit, and that if they break up, she ain't giving it back.
Oh, I seen it.
That's her.
I seen it.
How you feel about that?
That shit crazy. Yeah.
If you put a girl in an apartment and then you break up with her, there ain't no more apartment, right?
And it's over with.
That's what I'm saying.
It's over with. Ain't nothing else to it. I don't know. I mean, shit, unless you're going to keep up with the bills and shit.
But she's telling me that basically, like, oh, all these dudes, all these rich guys, they love just giving girls shit, giving them everything, giving them cars. I'm like, I don't know any of these dudes. Like, she told me, she named a couple of them too, and I was like, all right, well, maybe that's what he likes to do with his money.
Definitely.
I can't relate.
Me either.
Respect. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. Yep. Anti-simp. Anti-simp for life, man. All right, so how you doing? The album sounded good. I was just banging it.
Man,
shit hard.
I'm so happy about this album, bro. Mm. I'm telling you, but I was never so happy about the album until this one, right?
Really? This is the one?
This is the one. It's so crazy because, like right now, like even on Apple right now, it's been like a whole week. I'm still charting top 10.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I ain't never did that yet.
Right.
And it's like, it's so crazy because, like, it's getting so much bigger now because not everybody starting to realize, like, how raw I am.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, just shit like that. Like, this is the moment I've been waiting for.
Even me knowing you for a while and, like, having listened to your music over the years, at a certain point, the amount of noise that you've been making through drama type shit on the internet or whatever, it makes it kind of like, you know, you forget, like, oh, that person actually does have dope music in general. So then when I listen to the album, I'm like, this is going to be a big album for him because, you know, people are just going to actually realize, like, oh, Ace actually is a talented artist and he got a lot going on.
And that's my thing I was trying to get. That's my thing I was trying to get across. Like, my point I was trying to get across because, like, it's more to it than all the other shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But people, they tend to, like, feed off, like, negativity and shit like that.
Well, you seem like a master of taking that fact and manipulating that and using that.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do. Throughout any situation, you got to, like, you know what I'm saying, gain off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Type shit like that. That's part of being, like, an artist or part of being in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? The industry, you got to learn how to take the things that's going on and gain off of it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Definitely. I mean, it is crazy because it's like a lot of people in rap even, like, they end up in crazy situations, they end up beefing with people, whatever, all kinds of violent shit happens, but then you just never really hear about it in the music. Like, was there a specific moment where you just basically realized, like, I'm gonna just start airing this shit out, or was that always kind of a part of your career?
I ain't gonna lie, like, ever since I was younger, I always used music to, like, to vent.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I always express myself through music.
Mm.
Like, I never used to even talk to people about my problems or anything I used to go through or, like, anything that was going on. I've never been the type of person to express myself towards people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, shit, music was always there for me.
Definitely. But now it's reached, like, you know, fucking Game of Thrones type proportions, mm-hmm. where it's like I have a friend who made like a 2-hour fucking documentary about you and other shit. Trap Lord Ross, shout out to him. How you feel about shit like that?
I be seeing that shit going around. That shit just be crazy. That shit be mind blowing. Cause like looking back at all that shit be looking crazy as hell. But that shit be looking, is it entertainment, I guess.
Right. But is it weird for you to have like kids in other fucking countries basically like telling the story of your life? Like, do you watch that? Like, what do you describe as like your main emotions when you see something like that? And do you watch it all? Cause like, there's a lot of these that are like very, very popular.
There's a lot of shit that go on. It's just like, it just be crazy. Cause like, they don't never point out the goods, though. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So as like, it just like I say, the negativity shit, like it be going on, but it's more good, but you don't, they go unnoticed.
Right.
The good go unnoticed. Like, it's so much shit that everybody do that nobody see.
Mm.
And even when they see it, they just scroll right past it.
Mm.
They want to see negative. Oh, he this, he that, that. And that's what they want to see.
Do you end up seeing a lot of like details that seem wrong? In terms of like a lot of this stuff, it's like
all
it's
that
kinda,
shit be off, man. All that okay. shit, be, I don't be, you know what the hell some of that shit is they be saying, man.
Right? Does it piss you off, or are you just kind of like whatever? This is how it is.
It kind of fuck with me because it's like it fuck with me, then it don't. Because it kind of fuck with me because like I don't want the industry to like to be scared to come around me.
Mm.
Oh, all he do is violent. So now I can't go get Grammys and shit like that because. It's fucking up my image. Oh, he can't come here because he might start a problem. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And that kind of fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? But then again, it's like that's the way that the people want to see it for some reason. It's crazy.
They just can tell when they're dealing with some real shit as opposed to some fake shit. There's so much fake shit, and it's so easy to do fake shit that when there's something that's obviously real, it's like hard for the fans to look away from.
Oh, I'd be saying.
But like we were like just for an example. We were talking about like, oh, we were going to go to this event in Florida. And then I threw out the idea. I'm like, we should go to Jacksonville, do some videos where we pull up to the trenches out there. And, you know, multiple people that work for me were like, no, I'm not going anywhere near there. I'm like, I don't even find, I'm like, we could go. I'm like, there's got to be a scenario where we could go at the right time, move the correct way. We don't got nothing to worry about. They're like, no, I'm not playing with it. How's that feel, though? Because most rappers wouldn't really necessarily have that problem.
It's so crazy. They don't even let me back in my city like that.
Really?
Police. They hate me out that bitch.
So you don't even spend time there, really?
They don't let me come out, though. Every time, if I go out there, the police gonna come blitz it every time.
Mm.
I just be getting away from their ass. So, I don't even like looking at the police nowhere.
Where you stay at for the most part now?
I stay in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't like police. Jacksonville police crazy, man. They evil, too.
That's crazy. Because your main op, you don't really stay there either.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I don't know where they stay at.
So there's all this crazy shit based around this one city that realistically, if you've been there, you know, it ain't really like a place that you would expect to be such a fucking hub in rap music. I've been like all over Florida my whole life. So, I mean,
it's kind of. You fuck with Miami?
I love Miami.
Me too, I love Miami.
I would go to Miami 100 times before I went to fucking Jacksonville. I mean, I'm going to be in 11 and shit. I'm not sure exactly what we're
going
to do in
Jacksonville. They got a lot of clubs in Miami. A lot of shit going on in Miami. A lot of foreign... We don't got foreign cars out there in Jacksonville.
Mm.
I won't say I never seen a... I probably seen one Lamborghini out there, and they probably passed it through.
Right.
I never seen none of that shit until like I got in the industry.
Mm.
Never seen none of that stuff. Like, I ain't, like, Rolls Royce. I think I was probably, like, one of the first young niggas to bring a Rolls Royce in there.
Really?
Hell yeah, man. We don't be seeing shit. Like, ain't no opportunity. Like, we don't see stuff like that. Like, we don't be seeing shit like that.
No, definitely. Where I grew up, same shit. There ain't no money. There ain't no rich person. There ain't no millionaire there. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just be wanting, but I want to go back and do stuff like that. Like, show them shit like that.
Mm.
But the police ain't going to let me do that.
They don't even want you to pull up.
Man, hell no. They don't even let me go to the mall.
you were like in the news for saying that you wouldn't be able to perform there, that the cops wouldn't let you perform.
They
wouldn't let me.
They cancel all the shows I got around the area.
Really?
Like Daytona, that's like, Daytona like 45 minutes away.
Right.
45 minutes. hour at the most. It's for like 45 minutes. Jacksonville canceled that show. That shit was crazy.
Do you feel like you draw the same amount of attention in Texas, or does it just go away in Texas and they just kind of leave you alone because it's just they don't even realize you live there?
I don't even be out like that. I just work in the studio all day.
Right.
I be trying to get money, bro. I be chasing money. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to make some shit, like, make shit happen. All my dreams, I be wanting to come true. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be sitting down worrying about the next people and then that shit trying to get in my dreams. That ain't going to work like that. So I really put in the work for this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Every day, all day, all night, I barely sleep.
Right.
For real, for real.
But, like, a more cynical take on all this would be that you basically have, like, a couple of artists who are like from this city beefing all crazy, essentially probably contributing to the violence in that city, but then not even staying in that city. A lot of people might look at that and say like, oh, that's fucked up. They're basically like creating content out of like also causing conflict in this place. What would you say to somebody who say that? Not that I'm saying that.
I don't even know. A lot of shit, that should be off. Like, a lot of shit be off. Shit, you know, a lot of shit ain't what it seems.
Okay.
But I gotta say, bro, like, it's real talent in my city, bro. Like, it's real, real. But everybody there is talented. Whether it's sport athletes, move actors, bro, anything, rappers, whatever it is, like, there's so much talent, though. Even people who do hair and nails and shit like that, that's a talent.
You should sign a hair lady.
See, I'm trying to get into all that type of shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to support my whole city, not just rappers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, I be going in, like, some of the football athletes and shit will be playing. Like, I be talking to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be, like, giving them motivation and shit, letting them know, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to beat up for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Or I just go call a couple rappers out of Jacksonville. I fly them out. You know what I'm saying? Make a couple music. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I'm at. And I just tell them what I know, give them the game on what I know so they can, you know what I'm saying? Create their own way.
Definitely.
For real.
So let's rewind. Was this album already in the works before Who I Smoke, or did Who I Smoke set off the mentality of like, oh, okay, I got to put a project together to basically get behind the hype that I just created for myself through Who I Smoke?
No, my shit was already put together.
Okay.
I was already in album mode. I was already finna get this shit moving. You know what I'm saying? I was already like I say, bro, I was already in the mix of doing all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? My album supposed to drop in May. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to make sure it was all right. So I had to like, hold on, y'all, let's get this shit together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Song track for track. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it together. Let's put it together well. You know what I'm saying? It's not rushing.
But like almost half the songs are things that already had music videos, right?
Exactly.
Do you feel like that takes away from the project, that people don't have that like shock when they're first hearing it? Like, oh, this is all
new shit. It's so crazy because I said that, but I had to talk with Shipes. You know what I'm saying? Shipes was like...
Johnny Shipes.
Yeah, Johnny Shipes.
Who you're signed to, right? I forget. Sure. Okay.
So I had to talk with Shipes and he was like, when you replay the album, because that's what I was worried about. He said, bro, when you go back and replay the album, some of the songs that they heard that was already played, when they rehear, it's like they're hearing it all over again. Like, it's like, because some people, like, they probably just heard it and just left it there. You know what I'm saying? But now when they hit on the album, they're like, man, this shit hard for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it's so crazy because now I'm getting like a lot of feedback. I was getting a lot of feedback on that. Like oh, yeah, we heard some of these songs already. But then they'd be like, but that bitch hard. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So
it can be hard to, like, judge a project if you already heard a lot of songs and shit. But then at the same time, like, if somebody's going to listen to this project a year from now, it's not like they're going to be thinking about the fact, oh, I already heard these music videos or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Body of work is a body of work.
You want to go, you want to get the fans that you want to get your fans, but you want to get bigger. The point of you putting this out is to get bigger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you want the people who never heard listen to you to hear it all. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I seen it. The way Shipes put it to me, that's how I just took it like that.
Definitely. So Shipes was the architect of Who I Smoke.
What you mean?
The architect. Did he write the song? He involved in the creative?
Hell nah.
I don't think he would want the credit for that.
hell nah. See, that's some shit that we all came in the studio together and did.
Right. So because the snippet was like floating around for a while, so we knew this shit was coming.
Everybody knew that bitch was finna be big. I ain't gonna lie, everybody in the studio, see, look, it's so crazy because, like, Goon, Spin, and Walk, you know what I'm saying? They knew it was gonna be big. Mm. But I knew it was gonna be big, for real. You know what I'm saying? They knew it was gonna be big, like.
You've been doing this longer.
So I already knew what was gonna go on with it, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, they all knew it was gonna be big. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie, it hit a million in the first day, million the second day. I mean, another million the third, it just kept going on like that.
Right.
And they just, that all in was, I was really happy. I was more happy to see them happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like where we come from. This shit, like, me changing a lot of people's lives, like that shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to see it, like, the work. You know what I'm saying? And I just watched them boys really putting work in the studio like that. Like, for real. Like, let me tell you, bro, I met Spin and Walk, them probably like October.
Oh, really? That recently?
I just met them.
How'd you meet them?
And like, matter of fact, I probably met Spence. Let me take that back. Like September, I met Spence.
Uh-huh.
I take that back. I met him in like I met him in September. He was playing the game, and like he never brought up music to me, but I always knew he rapped because he always used to rap. You know what I'm saying? But he never brought up, and that kind of, I fought with that because he wasn't trying to force that. Like, oh, bro, I got this dropping. Like, go post it. Like, it wasn't nothing like that. It was just genuine. We were just playing.
You met him playing what game?
Warzone.
Okay. So you met him online?
Yeah.
So this is some YBN shit?
Hell no. Nah. But like I said, I already knew who he was, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew me, I knew him. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, when we, shit, I just tell him, like, bro, come out here real quick. You know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, I got you. He had to get some shit situated. And he finally came, and we just went in the studio, and like, our vibe just matched.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I even brought him to my house. I don't even bring people to my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the way, and it's so crazy because like that first vibe I got with him, like I fought with him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really do that with people. It takes me a minute for me to fuck with you.
I felt like you must have known all these dudes for fucking forever. And I was wondering why I hadn't seen y'all make music together before. I guess that makes sense.
So then we started working and I was like telling him a lot of shit about how this shit working. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm asking him where he want to go and how far he want to be. You know what I'm saying? Telling him he got it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, bro, 12, bro, 6 months, bro, you're going to be big as hell. Uh-huh. Like, he'll tell you this right now. I said, bro, 6 months, bro, let's just work on this shit. I still know, bro, he went crazy. Like, Goon used to rap when I was younger. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's my brother for real. Like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I remember getting out of jail one time. This would be right before I signed a deal with Shipes. I got out of jail. I'm like, hey, bro, when I get this shit rocking, I want you to come back and start rapping.
Right.
And he like, ah, he still got a message to this day. Yeah, pull a little airtime. Next thing you know, shit, I brought last year, 2020, around the COVID time. I'm like, bro, come out here, bro. He came out that bad. I said, bro, we're going to get this shit rocking. Just believe him. I told him, just believe him. I'm like, well, yeah. A year later, big as ever. You're
starting to feel like Diddy or something? Like, damn, I really got me a roster here. We got a whole organization going.
I got like a whole little like formula for this shit. Like, even like little YBZ. You know what I'm saying? Queso. You get what I'm saying? Like, we got like a whole little formula. I got like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, this shit really real. It's like, it made me feel good to see how everybody life changing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Just like this.
Mm.
It ain't really like this, but it's like that.
Because your life has been changing like slowly.
You know what I'm saying?
Over the years.
Mm-hmm. So, it's just, this shit really dope, though, bro. It's just, I feel like I like to help people.
Mm-hmm. What came first though? Did you hear the beat and decide you wanted to make the most disrespectful song ever, or did you decide you wanted to make the most disrespectful song ever and then you like went out and found the happiest sounding beat to possibly get on?
Ain't no so crazy. It was Spin out there.
Really?
Not on the meaning of the song.
Okay.
Not the meaning of the song. Just the idea like just to do the beat.
Okay.
Now we've been a pseudo. All of us just go on the beat. Oh, pull it up. Here go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, we're just working. And he ain't gonna lie, for 3 days straight, that's all he kept saying.
Mm.
I'm finna do this song. I'm doing this song. We gotta do this. It's gonna go crazy. That's what he was saying, for real. So they finally sent a beat to him. He get to start doing it. And Watt went in. Watt went crazy, bro. And I just went in. And then Goon just killed it. Right there. Like, nobody didn't even know Goon recorded his part.
Mm.
Cause we also turned on our shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause we played me, Spin, and Walk. We played our part back by like 15 times.
Mm.
So we so turned, trying to see how, telling everybody how big it's gonna be. Meanwhile, Goon in there recording his verse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Soon Goon get down recording his verse. Bro, I swear to God, bro. Everybody like, boy, this shit gonna go crazy. Right. And all us think Goon went the hardest. Everybody, we like, boy, that nigga snap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit crazy like that, man.
Interesting. So y'all were all on the same page or having the same ops when you made this song, or you have to convince them and like, explain, like, no, we're talking about this dude, and this dude?
Nah, we all from the same city, so we all know everybody.
Okay. But everybody was on the same page.
In the song, everybody, I guess.
For sure. Does it feel weird that this definitely probably has had a positive impact on your ops as well? Like, their careers or career.
I see that.
Definitely getting bigger, right? Like, more people paying attention, interviews doing bigger numbers, and you helped them out in that way, right?
See, motherfuckers been already, like talking about me in their song, so it's already, they already been, like, you know what I'm saying? See, right there, I was happy for them.
Yeah?
For sure. Like I said, I like to see everybody win, no matter if you like me or not.
Right.
I ain't no crowd. I'ma still salute you. Like, if I don't fuck with you, but you on your shit, I salute you. It's still fuck you though, but I salute you though. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Just shit like that.
Can't really be too mad at somebody doing something good for themselves.
Can't hate on none nigga's success, man. Don't none good come with that.
Right. It's crazy because like when we did that first interview, it was so much. It just wasn't like as musical of a thing because like we discussed the whole situation with your birthday and the whole thing that happened and everything, but it wasn't like we were talking about it in terms of like it being related in any way to rap beef. Mm-hmm. I think I was actually kind of oblivious to the realities of the shit, but yeah, now it's like all that shit's just out there on Front Street.
I hate the fact that it's out there like that.
You did it though.
Nah,
you put it out there. What are you talking about?
I ain't do it like that. I ain't do that.
Nah?
Yeah, nah.
It's weird because it's like some of the music that has been put out in this context, it's like if it were just talking, it would be considered snitching, right? But because it's music, it's not snitching.
All this shit of art.
Right.
This shit, we all rappers and shit. We all in the industry. So shit, this shit just be for entertainment.
Okay.
For sure.
Definitely. When you decided to do the video, was it real intentional that you didn't want to have any guns in the video or nothing? Or was that just the golf course making you play by their rules?
I don't play with guns. I can't be around guns.
Right.
I'm a fella, so I don't even play with guns.
Why the golf course, though? What, you ever play golf?
Man. I like top golf. I remember my girlfriend, she first took me there in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I always liked it. But in the video, it just kind of fit with the song, like the plot that we was going. Like, we had so much to the video. But everything was going like me, I'd be last minute with certain shit. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we had so much more to the video. And then it's like, that whole golf, that's all we needed. That's all we needed. Just have fun and just to be there and just to be stars.
You got permission from the golf course to do that?
They was trying to kick us off the premises. All you see is all us in like 3-4 carts. Driving like fast, reckless, flipping it over, everybody falling out, shooting the video. Jumping out from everybody game, shooting, like, that shit was crazy.
Wow.
They like, everybody looking at it like, we just turned. Like, oh, that shit was too funny, bro.
I actually can't believe that you guys got away with it.
They was, I mean, like, it ain't no wrong with it, because it's like, you can just come. Like, you get what I'm saying? As long as you go in there and fill out the stuff, like, you good. You feel me? But, like, I've been meaning to go. I went top golf the other day. I took, like, this basketball team I sponsored in Houston. See, I just took all the top golf. See, this shit, people don't see shit like that. They don't promote stuff like that because it ain't no negativity in that.
I'm almost surprised they even let you sponsor a basketball team just because, like, feels like even that would be kind of controversial.
See what I'm saying? So we went to top golf, the whole team, you know what I'm saying? We was chilling, playing with them, you know what I'm saying? Eating chicken wings and stuff like that. Took pictures, gave them, like, merch and stuff like that. Told them to keep going, you know what I'm saying? I be trying to tell them, like, the streets ain't the only way out.
You think the streets are on the way out?
Ain't the only way out.
Oh, okay. That's real.
Streets are undefeated. You can't beat the streets, for sure. So, just like that, just them hearing that from me, or like, you know what I'm saying, it give them some motivation.
Right.
Just somebody coming from the streets, making it out, and like, coming back and talking to them, it give them another step, like, okay, I can do it.
Right.
A said I can do it. I can do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just shit like that.
But I mean, it's kind of like a mixed message to them too, though, because it's like you had to go through all this crazy street shit to basically end up in the position where you had the credibility to rap about that kind of shit. And we all know that it's like if you make a fucking album about picking flowers and how you like gardening and drinking wine on the beach and shit, I don't think that Young and Ace album is going to do that good.
Nah, they don't see that niggas. I mean, that's positive shit. They don't like shit like that.
Do you ever want to make music like that, though, and just like keep it on the hard drive because, you know, nobody don't want to hear it?
See, so crazy because I make my own. I make all type of music. You know what I'm saying? So whatever I feel need to go out, I'm putting it out. I don't care if nobody like it or not. Because I make music off like how I feel. Like, depending on how the vibe is in the studio, that's how I'm delivering it.
When I was listening to the album, there was like moments, especially at the beginning, where I'm like, oh, maybe this ain't going to be a whole album full of crazy ass street talking. And then pretty quickly, I'm like, oh no, he's going to probably find a way to spit a little bit of that in damn near all these songs.
Man, it's so crazy because like, this is where I come from. So I always like mention certain shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you got, when you listen to the whole album, you know, like, oh yeah, he different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's crazy because I kind of like go back and forth in my head where there's like sometimes I'm listening to shit and I'm like, bruh, like Ace, like it's just so much negativity you're bringing into the world, bro. But then I really put myself in your shoes and think about how I would feel or what I would do if I had had certain things done to me or my friends or family members or whatever. And it just feels like, you know, how could I ever pass judgment on you for that when I ain't been in that situation? And if I was in that situation, I really believe that I'll probably do some horrific ass shit on my own.
For sure. So it's like I say, with the music, it's like, it's more like your emotions or how you feel at the moment. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm in the studio and I want to just scream the whole time, I'm just gonna scream because that's just how I'm feeling, that rage and, like, you know what I'm saying, anger. Or I might be happy, so I might just talk about straight happy. I might just be feeling like just making money. So my whole studio session might just be getting money. I might be just talking about getting money in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is, it's just what it is. It's like I said, it's art. Like art, like paint. You could, like a splash, that might just be art. It might sell millions. Just the art of it. You know what I'm saying? No matter, just, it wasn't even no real picture, but it's just splash. But behind it, it's just art. I don't know.
I feel it. This is unrelated to you, but we were having this conversation with WAC 100 the other day, and I thought it was pretty interesting. We said, like, when Nipsey got killed, it really brought the city together. They had the big march, and they had all these gangs that were together, and these are all dudes who, their gangs are supposed to hate each other. They're not supposed to be able to be around each other. But the reason why that was able to happen is because Nipsey got killed by somebody in his own gang. If he got killed by one of his ops, the city's going to war, right? And that's what allowed that to happen. And it's like, that is kind of the crazy shit about it, is that it's like, it's hard to imagine a future in which, like, a lot of these rivalries get put on the shelf. I don't know. Do you think that that's a possibility in the future, or do you feel like it's just way too far gone?
Man, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know them.
Right.
I ain't even just saying that because we're on this camera or whatever. On this podcast, but I don't know. I never seen him before in my life. I never seen him before. Never, bro. Never seen him before in my life. I don't know him. He just got the rap about me. It's so crazy because everybody in my city, I explained it to you last time I seen him. Everybody in my city, they rap, they diss me so they can, like, get on, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like clout. It's a thing like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know them.
But it comes from real shit before it comes from music, right? The music definitely pushes it and makes it worse, but it is all kind of based on shit that is happening in real life, right?
Shit's so crazy, bro. Yeah, they be tripping. Like I said, bro, them niggas, like, I don't know they ass, so they just be, you know what I'm saying? So they just be, I don't know why even people feel comfortable even, like, doing all this shit like that towards me.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know them. I don't even know their ass. So if the whole world knew I ain't know him, then they wouldn't be going like this. But I don't know him. Like, he never seen me before, so I don't even know how he even got to dissing me at first.
The whole point of the thing is to offend each other, right? But like, would you be willing to admit that you ever get offended by any of the songs that have been written about you, talking about your dead loved ones, etc.? Would it be appropriate to say that you get offended when you hear some of that shit, or is it just past that?
Man, I don't be. They don't know me, so I know that shit. They saying they just like look. You know what they remind me of? You ever look at your comments and you see like the little robots that just be talking crazy? That's what they remind me of.
Right, the bots that pop in as soon
yeah,
as you.
Yeah, like just saying like look, just shit them just want you to be. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel bad. So I don't be getting mad because I don't know y'all, so it don't even matter.
Right.
Like what you saying. You know how many people in the world that say crazy shit?
Mm.
I don't give a fuck. Like, it is what it is.
Mm.
I'm headed to the money. Like, my mind too. Like, I got a whole different plan. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even on that with y'all.
Mm.
Just what it is.
I was watching this YouTuber, Brandon Buckingham, and he did a video where he actually went to your neighborhood. It's just like a white comedian dude or whatever, but he pulled up to your neighborhood and your ops neighborhoods and was just talking to random people on the streets about how they felt about all this. The one thing that was crazy.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's not like a big video. I got like 40,000 views right now or some shit, but the one thing that stood out to me as super crazy is the fact that any of the dudes that they ask, like, how do you feel about Fulio versus Young and Ace? Nobody would take a stand. Nobody's going to say, oh, fuck with this person and not this other person. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, I'm not talking about it on camera. Like, no, everybody seemed very aware that taking a stance on it would be messy for them on camera.
That shit sounds crazy. I got to watch that video. Yeah. I've never seen that video. I gotta go watch that.
But
video.
I mean,
that video up.
That says a lot about like the sort of fucking atmosphere that has been created out there. That even, I mean, these are like straight up hood people that ain't got nothing to lose, and they kind of are like aware that it would not be good for them if they were to be chiming in.
That's why I say I don't know why people feel comfortable even like, you know what I'm saying, even talking to me like that, certain ways and shit. I don't know.
Mm.
Like I said, people just robots. They just be robots and shit.
For sure.
The robots run around just talking and shit just to get on.
Hmm.
When they got so much talent though, bro. That's what blow me. Cause all these niggas got talent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even in my city, every nigga got talent.
Right.
They wouldn't be right here if they didn't have no talent.
Right.
They got talent, bro. I'ma be the one to tell them they got it. Like, I tell their ass, like, when they do good shit, raw shit, like shit they be doing, like to go up, I might hit them like, oh, good shit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
If we show me your DMs with your homie that we're talking about. Show me the DMs. I dare you. I won't show it on camera, but.
I ain't even got my phone right here.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, for real, no, real shit. Like, you'll be amazed. Like, I don't even want to put them out like that, but he, like.
It's like, how you doing?
Not like that. I just salute him, like, yeah, salute me, I salute him. Like, bro, you keep doing your shit.
What's that shit they always say now? Check the scoreboard? That's like the big slang now that has a very evil meaning.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, they got that shit going on.
I see a lot of people saying that.
Check the score and shit like that.
Check the scout.
It's a little rap, not a little rapper, it's a rapper that I just ran into in Dallas. He got a song called Up the Score. I see my nigga Smirky on that too. They went crazy on that bit.
Yeah, Ice Word Vezza, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's hard.
For sure.
Detroit. Yeah, you should work with him. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, we just talked. Look, he told me send him some shit. We're gonna do some shit.
Right.
For sure.
But how do you feel about the score? Does it matter to you? Do you think about shit like that? Do you think about like getting even or like who, like what it would take for you to feel like shit was balanced enough that maybe you could lay off on the tension?
Man,
tough questions, man.
They ain't no tough questions. It like this shit, like if you like, you know what I'm saying, like, man, I'm a vet, so I don't even like dealing with rookies and shit.
How many kids you got now?
I ain't got no kids.
You planning on it?
Yeah.
You like the only rapper that ain't making kids out here?
That's so crazy.
Why? You got Nut Control and like all these other guys.
Yeah.
Pause.
Me and my girl and shit, we got some shit we're gonna do.
Yeah? She ain't ready?
Time is she ready.
You should get a surrogate. Have some other girl carrying it around.
Hell no.
I always try to tell my girl we should do that.
No disrespect to people who do that, but nah, yeah, nah.
My girl don't want anything to do with it. I'm like, why not? That's a cheat code right there.
Me and my girl, we're gonna put our shit together. Like, we're gonna do it right though.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be no mistake. Yeah, we're gonna do it right.
The family channel and all that. You probably already got a family channel, right?
Family channel.
On YouTube?
I got YouTube. I got
like
YouTube
Ace
channel.
Family thing?
Me and my girlfriend, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, yeah. So that big gonna be crazy.
You think people like seeing that side of you?
Yeah, yeah. They like that's another fan base right there for me.
Hmm.
They love seeing I could be a whole different person right there. I got so many personalities, it's crazy.
Like this interview will be like 90% men watching it. When I look at my family channel stats, it's like 85% women.
Mm-hmm. And like you'll be surprised how many girls just sit on like people, period, just sit on YouTube and just watch like YouTube.
Mm.
That shit be crazy.
Yeah.
My girlfriend watched that shit all day, bro. I'd be like, man, I'm not watching this shit today.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? She watch it all day. That's what people do. They just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even kids.
Feels real.
They start to learn. That's how you learn certain words or ABCs or 1, 2, 3s. And like, you know what I'm saying? That's it. But YouTube teach me everything. YouTube teach me how to put my dough handle on my thing. You know what I'm saying? For yeah. real.
Once you figure out that you can learn how to do everything in life through searching it on YouTube.
You don't even need school no more.
Mm. That's real.
For real. Man, I learned how to do everything YouTube. Put a dough on. Fix a lot of shit. Like.
Damn, so you really live in the domestic existence, huh? I never had to put a door on. I never figured that out.
Yeah, we used to have it hard.
Why you gotta put a door on? You kick the door in or something?
Man, me and my brothers be wild and shit like that, man. Bad as fuck. You know, I got 8 brothers on my mama's side. So we all just be bad. It'd be all us. Then we got all our homeboys. And you know, each one of us got about 3-4 homeboys over there. So mom, it's just my mama. So it's like, it's a house full of boys. No girls, ain't got no sisters. So we all just be in there just doing the most. Fucking up everything, I'm gonna be mad as hell.
You think you'd be different if you grew up around more female energy like that?
Man, I can't even see myself growing up.
You grew up with 8 brothers, it's like you basically are Eddie in a gang. You don't even gotta make the choice.
It's so crazy, bro.
Because you're all gonna feed off each other.
We had all, like, we all, like, it was like, man, so many nights we ain't eat. That's how I know my brothers got me forever.
Mm.
We really struggled. We really starved together. You know what I'm saying? Sleeping outside together.
Outside?
Yeah. Sleeping in the minivan, motel 6.
Damn, it was like that.
For real, man. Like, some one day, sometimes the motel to become our address because we had no house, which be in school and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just shit like that. Like, we really had it hard for real. Like, everybody who's around that watched us, that's why they so much more happier for me to get where I'm at because they know where I come from.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my brothers, like, I swear, like, my mama, like, I really salute my mama for real, bro. Mm. Mama, that shit was tough for her. She got 8 boys. No daddy's around. Mama ain't had no job. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that shit was, like, real tough for her, bro. I don't know how the hell she did it.
Mm.
Every time I look at her, that shit amazed me every time I look at her, bro. My mama real strong.
How she feel about what you managed to accomplish?
Man, I ain't never in my life heard my mama say she was proud of me this much.
Really?
Mama look at me and tell me every day I'm proud of you. That shit. But I ain't never used to get no awards before, bro. Like no school awards, ceremony, none of that shit. Never got perfect attendance, none of that. And just to hear my mama say she proud of me, that shit over all that shit.
Yeah.
Every day mama tell me. She call me. If I ain't answering the first 2 times, she gonna keep calling. She gonna call. What's up, mom? You good? You all right? I'm like, you know, so I know nobody ain't gonna mess with you. I'm just trying to make sure you good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm proud of you. Part of that has to be that she's probably thankful that she's not getting her house shot up anymore, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because that was one thing that really struck me. I'm like, holy fuck, you're like putting out songs and then like the house that you live in is getting shot up like that night.
Yeah, my house is.
That must have not been fun for your mom. You know, that's like a bad situation for you to put yourself in, but for an old lady to be dealing with that is pretty rough.
Yeah, and then it's just like. But it's like the neighborhood, the hood, the streets, that's all this shit be part of.
Mm.
So it's like it was never new to her. So it's just be like, my mama come from some shit too now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So this shit was never new to her. My mama got brothers. All knows in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this shit was never new to her. You know what I'm saying? She really wanted us to grow from out of that shit. But how you gonna grow from out of it when we born right here in the middle of it?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm happy I'm in the predicament I'm in today. So I could change all that shit around. even for my little brothers though. You know what I'm saying? All my little brothers, I got little brothers now. So all my big brothers, they grown, shit like that. Mm. But my little brothers, I be trying to like teach them a lot of shit. My little brother play football and shit. I be trying to, all the practice, not practices, but all the games he got, I try, if I can make it up, I try my best to get up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or like anything, try to talk to him, we'll teach him a certain shit. You know what I'm saying? That I ain't have nobody to teach me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Anything he need, I try to get it for him. So he know, like, you ain't got to go in the streets, little brother, to go get it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we had to do. And that in a young black male growing up in the streets, you know what I'm saying? When you ain't got it, that shit draws you to go get it. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go get it in. Oh, now I got to go kick his door in. Now I got to go kick her door in. Now I got to go snatch her purse. Now I got to go through their cars. Now I got to go grab a gun. Now I need this. Now I got to rob him. Now I got to rob them. Now you rob stores. Now you go. It's like, this shit just be like, that's how the world get like that.
And especially these days, the cops are way better at catching people than they used to be.
And them police evil as hell, man.
Mm.
Them police evil, dog. Especially my city.
I mean, it's one thing to say that. I was going to say they're smart. Evil is a different. They're not just like uncovering facts. They're evil. Putting together these stories.
They be evil, man. They dirty.
Really?
Man, they dirty. They don't even, like in my city, like they don't even like, they don't even care if you do crimes. They don't give a fuck. They just like, they just want to get you, just they just want you to, they want, literally want you to die.
Mm.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, like police to go to like my side and go play the other people's music. Then they go to they side and play our music. Like, hey, get on. You know what I'm saying? So they want you to die. They want you to get mad and go do something. So just so they can, you know what I'm saying? That shit be crazy. They ain't trying to make it no better place out there.
Because
they ain't trying to go put us in a room and like, let me tell you something. See all these blogs, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, Vlad, all these other people, like, you know what I'm saying, who interview me. Like, everybody done tried to sit down and, like, just try to put us together and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Police say, oh, no, we need them to kill each other. Shit crazy, bro. I just, I'm police evil as hell, man.
Yeah, I mean, the way they probably think of it is, like, fuck, if they all kill each other, then we don't got no more work to do. We could just chill on the block and eat donuts.
It's entertainment for them.
That's really unrealistic. I can drink this water. Yeah, go crazy. No jumper water. The wettest water in the world.
Them people evil as hell, man.
You just went and did Vlad?
Yeah.
Laura, we got to get this out ASAP. Can't let Vlad get us tomorrow. That's what's up. How was that, though? He's very, very good with the specific questions. I keep it a little more vague. We just chilling, talking.
You know what's so crazy? He wasn't even on no crazy shit today.
Really?
Just vibing. It's probably my energy, though.
Yeah. You got such good vibes that, you know.
That would be. Like I say, everybody just want to resolve a situation. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
People out there.
Yeah, it seems kind of unrealistic to think there's a situation that's getting resolved anytime soon.
People crazy as hell, man. They be targeting me, man. They target us.
I'm wondering, in terms of these artists that you have, Goon and Wappa and all these guys, Spinna Benz, how involved are you in their career? Because obviously you've probably made mistakes all throughout your career. You learned a lot and stuff. Like, how involved in that do you get? Do you have any of them signed to, like, management contracts or anything like that?
Man, I tell all they ass, I don't want nothing from them.
Mm.
From day one, man. I always tell them, I like, bro, I don't want nothing. Not nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they do that, if they do decide to do something, like, give me something, that's on them. That's all them. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I just want to see people win, which I could go on and put people on the contracts and shit like that.
Hmm.
I really just want to see you win. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this, bro. Like, Walt, I had a conversation with Walt. You know what I'm saying? And Walt just starting to realize that he an artist.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he be so focused on Spin. You know, Spin, that's his real brother. That's his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he be so focused on Spin, I just had to talk to Walt. I'm like, bro, you a star, bro. You know what I'm saying? He got the image, he funny, but the personality, he got all that. You know what I'm saying? I always try to explain that to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be swinging him some ropes, and I just be whooping, he keep jumping. You know what I'm saying? And he, like, Walt, talented, bro. Like, he can get on the beat and just, he just really flow that bit, like, really saucy. Like, I'm telling you, bro, he, man, Shit crazy.
Yeah, because I mean, like, a lot of that notoriety came from a lot of the dissing and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. Do you feel like it's partially your job to then also help them, like, figure out how to make music that does well that's totally removed from all that, or what?
It's so crazy. Let me tell you some real shit. I always tell all their ass in the studio, like, before that song, after that song, all the time, I always tell them, like, we ain't dissing.
Hmm. For real. That seems kind of dishonest.
Lying, bro.
You were dissing. I heard dissing.
Nah, I ain't talking about that song.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying, like, other songs. When we record, I always let them know, like, we ain't dissing. So we finna go, when we come in the studio, we come in and make some music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they got songs, they don't diss. They got songs that they ain't dissing.
Right.
They got real music, you know what I'm saying? That they finna put together and put out like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they got songs like that, bro. You feel what I'm saying? I really ain't with the dissing. Like, I'm saying that I dissed before. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, the ooh, entertainment. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's more to them, bro. I be wanting the world to see that. The world don't see certain. They don't like seeing shit like that. They want to see, like I say, the negative shit. They want to see them diss. That's the only, that's, you feel me, bro? Like, check it out, bro. I've been making music for so long, right? Who I smoke draw? Hit a million every day. A different million every day.
I believe it, yeah. I mean, you see the YouTube analytics, I'm sure. It looks pretty nice.
But it means every single day. It's negative. That's why.
Yeah.
It's a good song, though. Like, you vibe. You can vibe to it. And not knowing who the hell is who, because everybody ain't know who was who until somebody else said something. You know what I'm saying? But like, you just can vibe to it. It's a vibe. It's funny. It's like, you can vibe. You feel me? But as soon as they put out some music without this, they ain't going to hit a million every day.
Hmm.
It's crazy, bro. And it's just crazy, bro. And they might be better than who I smoke. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? They might be really talking about a real story, lifestyle, like a real story, bro.
But do you consider that, like, kind of like one of your biggest challenges, like, when you make music, is to make music that does extremely well, but that doesn't sort of have to rely on the negativity?
I don't even be, like I say, bro, I make real, real music, so I'd be like, I make real music, so shit. It ain't hard for me to make the type of music. Like, I really come from all this shit, so I can make any type of music. I can go in the studio and you give me a topic. I'm gonna make the topic. I'm gonna make the song. It's gonna be the best song ever, bro. Any topic you name, I'm a kid, and it's gonna be real.
Right. I mean, it's pretty easy to understand how the fans operate because, like, I mean, there's rappers in LA right now writing songs about how they hate each other and want to kill each other, yada, yada. You don't even know who they are. But I bet you would probably watch it if I sent it to you. If I told you that these dudes are in these gangs and they're making songs about each other, I bet you would find the 5 minutes out of your day to be like, all right, let me check this out. Because it's just way more easily approachable and interesting if you know that there's conflict embedded in it. Like, I mean, when people make movies, there's a lot of gangster movies, a lot of movies about killing, mass murder, all that shit. I mean, there's movies that aren't about that too, but I mean, it's,
you know, movies. You know, the movies expose the world.
What do you mean by that?
If knows everything that be happening in the movie, it somehow it come out to happen in real life.
Mm.
Shit be crazy. I love watching movies. I watch every movie that come out.
What are some favorites?
Bro, you'd be so amazed, bro.
I'm like the worst movie person on earth, but I've been really trying to get caught up.
I ain't got no favorite movie because I literally go watch every, like, even before the COVID shit. Me and my girlfriend been in movie theaters every day.
Movie theater, so you don't just watch it at home?
No, hell no. I've been in movie theaters every day. Just me and her. Every day I go in there and watch every movie.
You don't watch, like, old movies on, you know, fucking Amazon Prime or Netflix or some shit?
Yeah, I've seen, like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm at home like that, I get on that shit, like, I'll be more like on Netflix.
Mm. I just saw Training Day for the first time.
That shit raw as fuck.
Everybody mad at me that I ain't seen it before that, so I was like, all right, fine, I gotta do it.
That shit hard, boy.
You know the craziest shit about it is that it's like a corrupt cop who's like, you know.
That shit was shot out here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the craziest shit about it, too, is I'm watching it and I'm like, it's so obvious to me that they're just driving around in circles. And I'm like, this is very unrealistic, but probably nobody else is going to notice this. But the crazy shit about that movie is that it's like an undercover evil ass cop,
mm-hmm.
but you still like him. because he's so fucking, it's so well done. Denzel Washington just kills it so much.
Yeah, great app.
You find yourself really relating to this terrible cop that if it was a real person, it'd be like the worst person ever.
So,
you ever think about like being in movies or making your own or some shit?
Yeah, I've been writing my own movie now.
Really?
For the last couple of years, I've been writing my own movie. So, yeah.
Give us like an idea. What's it going to be like?
About my life. The first movie going to be about my life, though.
Yeah.
Like coming up. Like, you ever seen Ghetto Stories?
I don't think so.
Ghetto Stories movie with Boosie and Webby.
Oh, okay.
I want to do something like that. Like, you ever seen Get Rich or Die Trying?
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that. Feel what I'm saying? I'm for real, but I've been writing this shit for like 2 years, man. I've been telling everybody about it. I'm for real. I'm doing that shit for real.
Because, like, the hood movie shit is just, they don't do it anymore. There used to be all these big blockbuster movies about just neighborhoods and people and all this kind of shit. I mean, there's still dope stuff. You see, fucking Snowfall is, like, not that far off from it. But, I mean, yeah, they don't really do that like they used to.
I'm going to do that, and then that's gonna open the way for me to get in other movies. For real, I'm for real. That shit, like, I don't want to just be a rapper. For real, I got, like, real dreams and shit ahead of me.
Definitely. I pulled up on Nick Cannon last night. Movie money, different.
I know.
I saw a lot of cars. I was like, holy fuck.
That nigga Nick, the motherfucking GOAT, too, boy.
Yeah.
I like that one movie. Got Love and Cost a Thing.
Okay.
You seen that movie before?
I don't think so.
It got what's her name? Christina Milian, you know.
Okay.
That shit hard. You gotta go watch that bit too. Ain't no killing or nothing of that shit, you know.
I don't know if I can handle it then. No, but I mean, I gotta go back and watch every fucking Nick Cannon movie because if I'm gonna be cool with this
you
guy,
seen Drumline?
No.
Damn, you ain't seen Drumline?
I heard so many rappers drop punchlines about that movie.
You gotta go see Drumline, man. That's
yeah. Nick Cannon rapping all about my drum.
Draco. I think Nick Cannon crazy, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, great actor, dog. You gotta go watch Drumline for real, dog.
I think I'm gonna do that tonight, honestly.
You might need to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna DM you and tell you go watch it.
Remind me.
Remind you. You gotta go watch Drumline for real.
I like the idea of us having that kind of friendship for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Movie recommendations.
I got a lot of shit. I'm gonna put you on a lot of movies.
Okay.
For real.
I'm with it. You planning on going on tour after now that shit is clearing up and shit?
We were just talking about it. We were just talking about the tour and shit right now.
Right. I feel like it'd be huge right now.
That shit gonna be crazy. You know what's so crazy? When who I smoked, I was telling them I wanna do a 1,000 miles tour. That building went too crazy. That building went too crazy.
Right.
Man, that shit would have went too crazy.
So you guys made that song, and then you actually made sure that you were able to get it cleared before it came out? Or you figured that out afterwards?
Man, we don't be thinking about clearing shit.
Right.
Man, it's so crazy, because when she reposted it, that's when everything started falling in place.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, damn, she posted that shit for real? They like, hell yeah. You know, me spinning, Goon and Walt, we used to be like sending each other shit like, Amber Rose posted too.
Really?
Hell yeah. Remember that shit? Amber Rose posted that shit. That shit was crazy. I reposted that, man.
Definitely. What do you think of her, basically? Like, do you think that she would have approved of it so much if she understood what it was about? Because that was the thing that kind of surprised me, is I'm like, I cannot believe she's co-signing this. It doesn't seem like she really gets it.
I talked to her. I had a conversation with her. I let her know.
She said, fuck the ops.
I fucked Vanessa. She didn't say that shit, though. She didn't say none of that shit like that because she ain't really that type of person. Like, she real cool.
Assume, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She just liked the song. It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She liked the art of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's basically what she was telling me. She like, I like the art. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was going big as hell. So, you feel me?
You ask her what
she understood what I was trying to tell her about the negative and the positive and shit like that.
Did you ask her about her feature press? You're gonna get like a fresh feature from her on the next project? Because that would be pretty fly.
That's what we were talking about. You know what I'm saying? She's supposed to be sending me like 2 or 3 songs.
Oh my god, just send me a beat.
She's supposed to be sending me like 2 or 3 songs. And she's supposed to be going on tour or something like that. And she want me to come out, want us to come out though.
You're accepting new ATK memberships?
Hey, I got a couple artists like Nooski.
Okay.
He from he like 16. Noose is 16. You know, Queso, he ATK for sure. Uh-huh. YB, he's ATK for sure.
How often you talk to Queso?
That's my brother, shit. When I can.
You're optimistic about his case?
Hell nah. He's gonna get right out.
Okay. I think optimistic means that you think he's gonna get right out. That would probably be optimistic, yeah.
Yeah. He's getting right out.
Okay.
He's gonna get out.
He's popster.
Huh?
His popster?
Everybody getting out.
Okay.
All that shit. For the hype.
Hmm.
And get all this and get right out.
For sure. We need him back, sure. We need a Vanessa Carlton feature on the next project, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him on some shit.
That would really get motherfuckers talking.
I really want to do like a little piano, like her doing the piano and all of us around her rapping the Who I Smoke. She sing her part and everybody just go in.
Right.
That would have been hard.
That would be fire.
That would have been hard.
Do you... Give me some rappers that you actually listen to these days that aren't affiliated with you.
I don't even listen to other people's music.
Nothing?
I mean, I might put some Polo G on.
Okay.
Or I might, Kodak.
Kodak. You seen him since he got home?
Kodak, my boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I talk to his ass a lot. For real, for real.
Have you guys ever done song together?
Nah, we ain't did no song yet. See, our relationship ain't even about the music and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to get in. We're going to do, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it, like, but that wasn't the focus.
Mm.
You know, some whole other shit. I'm a boy, though. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if you feel, like, would you consider him kind of like the father of a lot of the shit that's going on in terms of Florida rap? Like, he just sort of inspired, like, so much of the shit that's going on. I feel like he's kind of got to look at a lot of these careers that are happening and sort of feel like proud of it all, because I feel like he sort of helped usher a lot of that in.
Kodak definitely made a way for all the young niggas, for sure.
Mm.
He definitely changed a lot of people's lives, like, you know what I'm saying, like how they thought.
Mm.
He was young, he was going crazy, like, Florida boy.
And like, you came in not really with like a cosign or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he was kind of like the first real street rapper, I think, to come in with no cosign and just mm-hmm. blow the fuck up as like a young ass kid from mm-hmm. the streets.
Definitely.
That was really, really rare at the time, and now it's not that rare.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with Kodak, man. He got like, I like, you know what's so crazy about it? I like the way that he just be true to himself.
Mm.
Like, you know him. He don't care who on fuck with him. He gonna let you know, like, and he keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He don't care, like, how you gonna take it. How you gonna take it. Anybody gonna just say how it is. And that's one thing about, like, that's one thing I fuck with. That's one way I fuck with people. You just could be honest at all times and be real.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, he kind of like constantly blows my mind with how really keeps it and the shit that he's actually willing to say publicly.
He don't give a fuck. That's some Florida shit though. You get what I'm saying? We all be getting like that, but I don't really like the internet too much. I be trying to stay away from the internet, but my people be on my trail like, oh boy, yeah, get on there. But I don't really like it because I don't like some of the little shit I be seeing on there.
Mm. Like what? What pisses you off on the internet?
It's a lot of little shit that be going on. A lot of like fake shit. Mm. I don't really vibe with fake shit. I don't really like fake people. I just be staying my own lane. I be trying to stay focused. For real, for real.
I feel it. Okay, so what you got planned and what are you excited about right now?
I'm working on a whole new album right now. I'm trying to put two more out by the end of this year, but it's going to be kind of tough. But I could do it, though, but if not, I'm going to put one more out before the end of this year. But, I got so many songs. You know, one thing, y'all don't really got no good food out here.
I mean, it depends what you want. What kind of food?
Y'all ain't got no good food out here, man.
In the valley? Maybe.
I hear period, like, you know, I like, see, I'm from down south, so I like certain type of food, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't been to Roscoe's yet?
I've been
there. Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was great.
There's some soul food spots down here and shit that I feel like people talk very highly about. I don't know.
I just had that Dave's hot chicken.
Shout out Dave's hot chicken. I fuck with them. They were just here.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, I just ate that shit the day and yesterday.
It's pretty good, right?
I'm going to eat it till I go home.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Somebody told me that's the best thing out here anyway.
It is.
But me, if it weren't for Dave, I'd probably be eating Wendy's or some shit.
Mm.
Out here. That's it. Why I go, I be eating Wendy's.
Yeah. They don't got that much Wendy's out here. There's only a couple.
Burger King. They got Burger King.
You fuck with Burger King over McDonald's?
I hear. No, I don't know. I like Burger. I like McDonald's. I like their Big Mac meals.
I've been on a diet, but I was sick the other day, and I ordered Fat Burger.
Fat Burger?
It was all right. Okay. You want to try some of this weed candy?
The weed candy?
Yeah.
Have me high for?
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
You might not make it back to Florida, bro.
Hell no. Let me see that shit.
Let me know. Let me know if you want some.
Hell no.
We'll hook the whole gang up. I know some of these dudes want to eat some weed.
They ain't on that shit now. They ain't.
No, you don't let your boys get fucked up?
Oh, this is like edibles.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I might take mine. I'm just playing.
Who be getting the most fucked up out of your crew?
We don't really be getting fucked up.
You don't like that?
Man, we be strictly to that.
That's smart. I feel like there's always somebody in the crew that's doing a little too much,
I be on everybody's trail. Like, one thing about me, I like to be on beat. I like to be on beat, on point, at all times. I don't really like... You don't really see too many people who fucked around me, do you, bro? You don't really...
You don't look like he fucking around at all.
I don't really like that shit around. See them, but them other two boys, them my little brothers right there.
Mm-hmm.
They my little brothers. He play football. You know what I'm saying? I just want them to see LA and shit like that. But you don't really see, like, I don't, nobody around me really get fucked up for real.
That's good.
Like, some of them might smoke. But I don't let them get fucked up like that. I tell them how I talk to them. Like, you grown, do what you do, but when you come around me, don't be fucked up.
Yeah.
Cause I need you to be on beat.
Cause
anything can go down.
It's real. Young and Ace. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world.
Stop playing.
Patrons on the screen. Patreon.com/No Jumper.
Stop playing, man.
Hey, like, comment, subscribe. What are you saying?
Who you like in the finals? I mean, who you like? The Suns or the... what's the other team? Bucks.
The Suns.
Like the Suns?
Yeah, shout out Eliza.
I fuck CP.
For sure. Yeah, Young and Ace. Appreciate you, man.
My boy.
Much love.
What's up?